From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Several French police officers gathered at the Trocadero Friday night in Paris to remember a colleague killed Thursday in a gunman's attack. About 100 officers stood in silence with the Eiffel Tower in the background as they remembered Xavier Yuegle. He was killed Thursday night by an attacker identified as Karim Cherfi, who shot and killed that officer and wounded two others before being killed by police on the Champs-Élysées. French anti-terrorism prosecutor François Molin said Friday that Cherfi had a note in his pocket pledging allegiance to the Islamic State.
Un morceau de papier.
He said a piece of paper discovered close to the body of Karim Cherfi and most likely had fallen out of his pocket held a message defending the cause of the Islamic State group. Police had arrested Cherfi in February but were forced to release him because they lacked evidence for a prosecution. The Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Youssef, the Belgian. At least 50 Afghan soldiers were killed Friday in a Taliban attack on a dining hall and mosque at a military base in northern Afghanistan. Taliban fighters in Afghan army uniforms drove through military checkpoints and launched the raid at the base in Mazar-e-Sharif. A U.S. general says the attack targeted soldiers at prayer in a mosque and others in a dining facility of the Afghan Army's 209th Corps. Afghan commandos deployed during the attack, and seven of the attackers were killed. Two others blew themselves up, and one was captured. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.